What y'all listening to?
Limelight Highlight Podcast.
And welcome back to the show, your positive podcast, safe space and great place for a positive outlook on life. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Monday is over finally, and we can get the week actually started. So I hope you guys are ready for some positive news. But let's get right into it with the updates as we do every week. The Blockage Back continues to feed the block every Saturday, and that has yet to change. Once again, just a reminder, The Blockage Back is having their fifth annual end of the year, John. And for those who don't know, the end of the year, John, is a give back for those of us that are less fortunate. The event will take place December 12th at 1 p.m. at 16th Street and JFK Boulevard. They will have catered food and will be handing out 350 tote bags filled with everyday essentials. Candle Sweet Candle is sponsoring this event and teaming up with The Block Gives Back to raise funds for the event. Candle Sweet Candle is a Philadelphia locally owned business, and their candles are 100% soy. They have quality fragrance and have no added dyes and are hand poured in Philly, PA, so you know you're getting a quality product. So far, they have 3 scents, apple maple bourbon, blueberry pie, and cinnamon bun. Each candle is $25, and all profits will be donated towards the end of the year John event. This is the last week to get your candle, so hurry before time runs out. November 1st is the deadline. So check out the show notes for the link to their page and how you can order your candle today. And if you want to help out in a different way, The Block Gives Back has a few donation requests for the end of the year, John. Items that are requested and are needed are women's hygiene products, bars of soap, hand sanitizer, socks, hats, gloves, chapsticks, deodorants, lotions, and anything else that can keep people warm and fit in a small little tote bag that can be handed out. We all know how cold it can get in Philly, so, you know, especially during this time of the year. Seasons are changing, so don't forget. November 1st is the deadline for candles, and the end of the year, John, is December 12th. Lock it in your calendar, get your donations in, go get yourself a candle, feel good about all the stuff that you're doing. Now, this week's unrelated fun fact, we're just going to jump right into it, goes out to those who love animals, but specifically those who can't have a dog due to their lease or their property management restrictions, or just don't have the time for an actual dog. I have 2 cats because my wife and I first got our apartment out here in California. We weren't allowed to have a dog. So we got a cat because it was basically the next best thing. They're low maintenance and they're cool little animals to have around. And if you don't like cats, it's probably because you're either allergic or you never really had one. I don't like cats at all until I got my own, so there you go. But here's your fun fact. Some cat breeds are bred specifically to exhibit dog-like behavior. And you can look them up by searching keyword puppy cats. I like this fact because people have such a stigma against cats, but if you get one yourself and the cat actually acts like a dog, then you know you kind of have both the best of both worlds in one animal. So something for you to look up if you're interested and you want an animal. Now let's get on with today's show. So it's been a while since I did a podcast, you know, a short podcast about some good news. I decided to dedicate the last Tuesday of every month to a nice short episode to close out the month on some positive vibes, you know, some positive news, since I get a lot of people who actually enjoy the quick short informationals. Now, bullying is something that's been going on for pretty much as long as time. And for the last few years, or even more than that, there's been a big push to combat bullying and get to the root of the problem. I know you've heard hurt people, and many times it's the kids who bully other kids that are actually being hurt themselves, either physically or emotionally or verbally at home. So, you know, they just lash it out and take it out on whatever kids that they're surrounded by in school. And there are a ton of different reasons as to why these kids bully other kids, but let's talk about how serious bullying can be. Kids who experience bullying are at an increased risk for depression, anxiety, sleep difficulties, lower academic achievement, and dropping out of school, according to the Center for Disease Control. They're also at a greater risk for both mental health and behavior problems. And when you pair that up with some cyberbullying because of how we're connected through computers and the internet today, this just gives bullies more of a range to bully other kids. So, you know, times have changed since I was young, and they continue to change. I was raised with the mentality that no matter how big the person is, if they bully you or they want to fight you or they want to pick on you or whatever the case is, you make them work for that ass whooping. Eventually, they'll realize that every time they want to pick on you, it's going to come with a cost of at least getting some type of fight back or, you know, and whatever it is, it ain't worth the headache for them. You know, that's how it worked out for me anyways. Like I said, times are changing. My dad always told me, no matter how big the bully is, you make them work for it. But, you know, schools don't tolerate kids getting into physical altercations anymore, and I understand that. But when you have a bully that doesn't get checked by getting popped in the mouth, when, you know, your problem is obviously not really going to stop, because, in my opinion, pain is the best teacher. But I don't have kids, and I don't really know the proper way of dealing with bullies the way the new society really wants you to do so. So don't really listen to me. You know, I'm not an expert and I don't have kids, but I just know what worked for me. Regardless, when you have a bully, no matter what stage of life you're in, the thing we want the most is to get revenge, or at least, you know, shove something in their face that shows them that they can't bother us or how much better we are than them, because bullies, I mean, it's just hard to deal with people like that. Which leads us to today's story. The reason I keep harping on kids bullying other kids is because today's story is about a 7-year-old kid who was bullied. Oh, and what he did was open a huge food pantry and wanted to make his life all about positive energy. So you can see why I chose the story for today's Limelight Highlight episode. You've heard me talk about helping the community and giving back to, you know, countless amounts of times by now, if you're an avid listener of this podcast. And when kids get bullied, they can sometimes internalize their pain, and that can come with a bunch of problems that, you know, we just mentioned. But this kid, Kavanaugh Bell is his name, he decided to, instead of internalizing his feelings, he would change that negative energy into something positive by getting with his mom to help him create a GoFundMe page so he could spread some love, positivity, and give back to his community. This cool little 7-year-old lives in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And since COVID, he wanted to help his community and started out by getting together and giving out supply care packages filled with food and toiletries for his elderly neighbors. Good deeds, you know, good kid. And as with many good things, this act of kindness snowballed into more people wanting to get involved, especially when it's a 7-year-old. You want to encourage kids, especially at that age, you know. So he started to get contributions to his cause, and his mom started to, she launched a food pantry, and she set it up in a space that was actually donated to them by a local warehouse. Just a reminder, this kid is 7 years old. I know grown adults that don't have the drive to do something positive for their neighbors, and this kid is just showing up and getting busy. Not only is he helping with his neighborhood, his neighbors and his community with supplies and food, he wanted to actually make a huge difference in people's lives and wanted to know where he could make the biggest impact. Now, if we go back a couple years to 2018, his mom took him on a road trip to see Mount Rushmore. If you know anything about Mount Rushmore, you know it's on Indian land. You know, there's a whole mess of problems with that. But basically, it led them through South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. And if there's any example of a group of people who's been bullied bigger than the Native Americans, it would probably be those enslaved in this country. But that's a whole different topic that we can get to at a later time. Now, this kid's mom, Lacey Simmons, is pretty well versed on social injustice, in my opinion, from what I read. She explained to her son at a very young age that the people who live on the reservation didn't have what they really needed to survive. You know, some houses didn't have electricity or running water. And just a reminder, that was back in 2018. And the fact that he was, you know, 2018, so he must have been about 5 or 6 at the time. It obviously had an impact on him. And this is a perfect example of that saying that I like to repeat so much on this podcast, which is, you know, instead of asking the youth what they want to be when they grow up, instead, you should ask them what problems they want to solve. This kid could be the poster boy for that train of thought. He remembered that this serious problem is going on in this area, and probably because living in the U.S., everyone should have shelter, running water, and electricity, regardless of your social economic status. And it's crazy how many people would probably think otherwise and disagree. But with a steady stream of donations, as well as the contributions from his GoFundMe page that his mom helped him whip up, and his Amazon wishlist page, he and his mom have managed to get enough essential supplies to fill a 53-foot semi-truck twice. His mom used some of the donated funds to hire a driver, and she got in contact with the director of First Families. Now, First Families is a nonprofit humanitarian organization whose focus is bettering the lives of families and children on the reservation. So she informed the director of her son's plans, and it's funny how eager and focused some kids can be, you know. Another post I remember reading on the internet is when a kid wanted to be an astronaut. You know, the parent asked her kid, what do you want to be? He says, astronaut. And the parent told their child that, you know, that's a lot of work. You got to go to school. You got to do a lot of training. You got to get good grades. And the kid simply responded with, well, that's only three things. I'll always remember that, because I know to this day I always second guess what I want to do, because it might take a lot of work, a lot more effort than I thought originally, that I don't necessarily want to get into. But some of these kids have a drive, and as I said before, I don't have any kids, but to support your kid the way Lacey supports Kavanaugh is only going to benefit him, and in turn help him benefit others from the work that he wants to do. So it's up to the adults surrounding kids with huge ambitions to encourage them to make a difference and a positive impact on their surroundings. Because another line I love to quote is that you know, that famous song, children are our future, teach them well and let them lead the way. The world's only going to be a better place if we teach our children and our youth at a young age that they can make a difference. And that's exactly what this kid is doing. He's living proof, 100%. I know I don't have kids, like I said before, but we just got to keep encouraging these kids to do these things. So back to the story, the first shipment that went out was in July, and it was loaded with non-perishable food and cleaning supplies, as well as shoes, clothing, and diapers. With the cold weather approaching, the second shipment went out in September. And that one also included coats and blankets. So I don't know how many times I've said it, but most of the time we don't worry about things unless it affects us directly. Kavanaugh's heritage is part Native American, which would make sense as to why he wants to help these people and why he chose to help this group of people. So now, if you think what this kid is doing at 7 years old, it's amazing. He's helping prepare a lot of people for the winter. His 7 year old is, I mean, I'm sure his mom is doing the bulk of the work, but the fact that this kid had the drive to continue to keep up with this is amazing. So just get prepared to get blown away a little more, because when I read this, I was like, what? You know, so in addition to his humanitarian aid work, the kid also launched his own nonprofit organization called Cool and Dope. Now, I love the name. Because get this, Cool and Dope is actually an acronym, and the acronym stands for Considering Others' Obstacles in Life and Dish Out Positive Energy. Cool and Dope. And back to the problem that affects us directly, the mission of Cool and Dope is to combat bullying and spread positivity through acts of kindness. So when they asked Kavanaugh what he, you know, hopes to accomplish with this, 7-year-old kid, once again, so don't forget that fact, he said he hopes to see bullying totally eradicated by his 18th birthday. So with how much drive and work this kid is putting in, I won't even say that his hope is that far out of reach. Shit, he might do it himself. So what I love about this story is that not only is it filled with positivity and a kid doing everything he can to help others, which is everything this podcast encompasses, but it puts a lot of what's going on in today's society into perspective. You know, too many times I hear I can't do that, or it's too much to do, or it's too hard, or it's too much work, from adults nonetheless. For me, doing this podcast, it's really opened my eyes from helping, from, you know, for me, being a part of helping volunteer, donate, or just talking to nonprofit organizations, to interviewing, speaking to people about positive things that they're doing, you know, one thing continues to remain true. It's all about how much you want to help and how far you're willing to go. If you're willing to put in that work, if you're willing to put the hours in to actually help people, you can. There's nothing stopping anybody. There might be obstacles and stuff, but this 7-year-old and his mom have done more in helping others in less than a year than most people do their entire lives. And this isn't a diss to those who aren't trying or those who don't get involved. It's just a realization. You know, not everybody is going to get together and tackle a huge problem and be like the 7-year-old. That much is obvious. But if you do one positive thing for one person at least once a day, it doesn't even have to be that big as something. You know, just a small act of kindness, that can have the greatest and the biggest impacts. I truly used to think that one person doing something didn't make a difference. I really thought that. I used to think that the only difference that one person made is a difference in the life of whoever he or she helped at that specific point in time, in that moment. And I am really proud to say that I am much wiser and I was totally wrong. I know I repeat myself a lot, but that's only because I believe so strongly in what I'm saying. So I'll say it again. The smallest act of kindness can have such a huge ripple effect on the world. Imagine somebody or a family or something like that hearing this story in the car with their kids. Or maybe someone is a parent with a kid of their own who wants to do something positive and doesn't really know how to get started. Just imagine that this story, they hear about this story, and this is what motivates them to make the first step. We could be molding the next generation. We should be molding the next generation to improve the lives of not just themselves, but the world and those around them. With A Block Is Back, I see kids volunteering at the block shop all the time. You know, when they do all their events. I know the president and the previous guest of the podcast, Tommy, and he has his son and his other son, Ronan and little Tommy, and they show up and they get the work. You know, I can see that leadership role is just being instilled upon them just by hanging around some positive people doing positive things. You know, I know the world's a little bit crazy right now with politics, war, the pandemic, but eventually we as a society will come out on the other side, as we always do. But we got to do more than just come out. It's up to us and the adults, you know, the adults now, to determine what kind of future we want for our kids and for the future generations to come. For too long, people put themselves first and, you know, they worry about things that don't really matter, like who's driving the newest car or who's wearing the best name brand bullshit. You know, I've talked to people like Mike View and TJ from Love Money Clothing, a guest that you'll hear from in a few weeks, and the importance of shopping local, you know, supporting your neighborhood and keeping the money in your community. You know, we're all responsible for how we raise our kids, so let's change that mindset and instill in these kids the importance of helping your neighbor and making a lasting positive impact on your surroundings. And who knows, you know, maybe your kid will be the next one to do amazing things. The way this mom has helped her 7-year-old create a long lasting impact on his surroundings by seeing a problem and coming up with a solution to help those affected by that problem. Or at least coming up with a small improvement and giving some people a moment, at minimum, a moment of relief from the terrible day to day that they deal with. I really like this story because it just, like I said, it encompasses everything positive. It's a kid who went out of his way, and I'm sure his mom and all the people who have seen him lead by example, and they started contributing donations because they believe in what the kid is doing. We gotta support the youth. We gotta make sure they do the same thing. Change that mindset. Help them out. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I know, really nice, real short, sweet and simple podcast at the point. I hope this show inspired you to make you as a parent or just an adult to do more than the minimum and encourage your kid or the youth that you're surrounded by to make a positive impact on the world or at least their surroundings, and go out and make a difference. And speaking of those who are doing their part, I don't want you guys to forget to get your candle this week. November 1st is the deadline. And don't forget to donate and see how much you can help The Black Is Back for the end of the year, John, on December 12th. All the information on today's topics, as well as Kavanaugh's nonprofit to combat bullying and where you can go to donate to help Kavanaugh and his mom and The Block Is Back, will be listed in the show notes. So check it out, go get your information, and if there's anything positive you'd like to share or you want me to cover, send it my way. You can reach me at Facebook and Instagram at Limelight Highlight. Our Twitter handle is LL_highlight, or you can email me at limelighthighlight@gmail.com. I will be sure to respond. And be sure, while you're there in the show notes, to leave a review and a rating for this podcast. It can only do nothing but help the podcast go higher up on those charts and recommend it to people. So share this podcast, like it, subscribe, follow the pages, do all those good things. And yeah, that's it for this episode. I had a good time getting back to the basics. I look forward to hearing from you soon. So yeah, I know it was a nice short one, but a lot of good information there. So be sure to tune in next week, where we are joined by Nicole Smith, who works for Turning Points for Kids, to talk about all the amazing work that she does. And yeah, until next time, be humble, be helpful, pay it forward, be the best you. Thanks for listening.